call the meeting of the Senate Finance Committee to order. Joining me this afternoon, it's, by the way, 1:31. And with me, Senator Halls French, Senator Clint Bishop, Senator Anna Faircloth, and Senator Fred Dyson, and myself, Chair Senator Dennis Egan, and Senator Dyson, Vice Chair. We have one item on the agenda today. Then I'll go finish my soup. And that is Senate Bill 31, naming of the Aquiac runway, has no further referral, and sponsor Senator Gary Stevens. Senator, welcome, and Doug Lutch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate your meeting for this bill. This is a fairly simple and straightforward piece of legislation to name the small, you've heard that before, I know, to name the small state-owned airstrip in Aquiac, the Jim Andy and Robin Sterrett Memorial Runway, in honor of two pilots who were well thought of in the community, well respected. This is a community of 82 people, and it's a second-class city on Kodiak Island. The bill was brought forth as a result of a request from the community. It carries absolutely no fiscal note. The community is planning to put up a sign this year and invite the families to a dedication ceremony.
In gold.
Pardon me?
It says in gold.
In gold, yes. In gold, yes. Yeah, we're very proud of that. And that's pretty much the purpose of the bill. Mr. Chairman, glad to explain, answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Senator. Questions from the committee. Senator Dyson.
For a motion.
Senator Dyson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we move Senate Bill 31 out of committee to its next, I think it goes to rules.
Goes to rules.
With individual recommendations.
Great. Is there objection? Senator Faircloth.
If I could do it for the purpose of a question.
Right.
Sorry.
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, the community is small. Is there great support in the community then? I see the letters of support or a letter of support in here. Is there, everyone's in favor of this? There's not opposition or someone else that someone else might have chosen for this particular honor?
No, thank you, through the chair, Senator Faircloth. No, it's the community is entirely behind it. These were two pilots. I'd be glad to explain more to you about them, but they're well respected and well loved in the community, and there's absolutely no opposition to it among the 82 people who live there. So they're prepared. They're prepared to pay for the sign and install it themselves, and really not asking the state to do anything other than approve the naming.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll remove my objection.
Great. Thank you, Senator. Further questions of Senator Stevens, the sponsor? Seeing none, is there objection? So ordered. On to the next committee of referral. Thank you, Senator Stevens, and Doug, thank you for attending. And I want to thank our Secretary Ann Krekelberg and teleconference operator Sam Greeley as well for taking this enormous length of time to conduct our business. With no other action,